They assess every play and every hit, and that's their rule.
Do you think it was worthy of a four-game suspension?
It's not up to me.
Did you get an explanation during the hearing? Did they give you an indication? What'd they ask you?
Just ask me how I saw the play.
And what did you tell them?
That's in the hearing.
Matt, do you get the vibe at all that this was about the Ovechkin play combined into that, or did they tell you it was strictly based on the hit against Columbus?
Like I said, they didn't give me any definition or explanation.
Do you feel like there's some of it had to do with the fact that it was maybe you and not a Tyler Kennedy, so at least somewhat, some people might think your reputation is?
Once again, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's what the league decided, and we'll live with it.
No, Matt, when you say they say nothing at all, like they ask you for an explanation, do they have any reaction to your explanation that they told you? Or?
No, they didn't say anything. I mean, you know, obviously for me, I'm glad that no one was hurt. It wasn't my intention to put him into the board violently, and I'm glad he's not hurt. And you know, he played the rest of the game and played last night, and you know, that's you know, the best case scenario in this situation, and I'll be ready to go come Chicago.
Did they say anything about eliminating those kind of hits at all, Matt, in this game?
For the fourth or fifth time, they didn't describe anything. They didn't say anything to me, so they just gave a ruling.
Matt, do you think it's more about this one play? Do you think that you're being punished for your reputation?
No comment.
Matt, obviously, like you said, it's out of your control. It's a tough time for the team because so many forwards, it must be tough. I imagine it'll be tough for you to sit and watch and not be able to help.
Yeah, I mean, anytime that you're not hurt or injured and you're sitting out, it's not fun. It's not a good feeling, and you want to be able to help, but you know, hopefully, you know, being around and skating with the guys and watching the game from up top, I can help out as much as I can.
What is your opinion on those type of hits when the opposing player does make eye contact with you and sees you coming? I know that was the explanation that Dan offered up following the game, that he saw him look at you and didn't make an effort to not have his number shown to you. Should that preclude a penalty then in that instance?
I mean, that's a whole competition committee issue, but you know, from my standpoint of a guy that is physical on the ice, people are trying to be physical with me, and I know who's on the ice, and I'm responsible for myself, and I'm not going to leave myself in a vulnerable position 2 feet from the boards when I know somebody's coming.
The signs of support from your teammates?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, straight from ownership to management to my teammates, they're all here, they're all for me. They've stated their opinions on it, and you know, I'm grateful for that. But they're supportive, and my family supports me as well.
Matt, do you feel is there a guy right now? Is there a clear line or standard of what's good and what isn't?
I mean, it's blurry? Different situations. I've altered my game, and you know, had a meeting with the coach for not hitting a guy coming through the middle. But the new rule that's in the league, you know, there's a really high risk of being suspended, and I've not hit that guy, and you know, I've altered my game that way. So you know, if this becomes more clear, then you know, it's that's what players are asking for.
So you've altered your game because of Rule 48, is what you're saying specifically?
The blind side, yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, Matt.